wars that's never been conquered. Call midnight rodeo fame. He was once a hard-working pony, herding doggies way out on the range, an envy to most of the cowboys for his shining black coat and long mane. One day while out on the prairie, he took pride at a mere tumbleweed that sent this black horse into bucking, and he was no more cowpony steed. He was soon taken out to the roundup. On his back no rider could rein, but go spinning high in the heaven, then fall like a stone to the plain. In the chute he would stand just a-shaking, with hate gleaming out of his eyes. When turned out, he'd leap for the heaven, a shining black streak there on high. And he died like old strawberry roan that once tyrannized all the range. But midnight, the world's king of outlaws, he never stopped for to hand you your chains. With a snort he would greet you defiant, swap ends with the greatest of each, and leave his rider sailing along through the dust and the breeze. South and west, and piling up all the good riders, even Kirk was considered the best. Ne'er gained the touch of the saddle, nor the raking of spurs long his side. His stampeding days are over, he has won the last great final ride. His last stand in Cheyenne, Wyoming, was the greatest in all his career. And now he's won out his freedom at the age of just 17 years. And now he's the king of all outlaws, even the strawberry and the ridge running roan. He can snort, he can greet them defiant, he majestically stands on his throne. As the years roll by, there will linger this story of many a fall, and cowboys will tell of the stampede and midnight the unconquered outlaw.
Thank you. I think I got time to pick you just a little bit of something, and I need to get out of here. I'll try to play you a little bit of Natchez Under the Hill to leave on. That's just an old fiddle tune. Goes something like this.